USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump spoke in Kansas City at the VFW National Convention. The president had a message for everyone who served in the Korean War.
I know we're joined today by many incredible veterans of the Korean War. Thank you for your courageous service. We're also working to bring back the remains of your brothers in arms who gave their lives to Korea. And I hope that very soon these fallen warriors will begin coming home to lay at rest in American soil. That's starting the process.
The Sexual Offenders Assessment Board is recommending to the court that Bill Cosby be classified as a sexually violent predator. Following his conviction, state law requires Cosby to register as a sex offender, and the possible predator classification would result in increased treatment in prison and increased notification of neighbors when and if he is released. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Survivors of the Las Vegas massacre sounded off on the lawsuits filed against them by MGM Resorts International. Brian Claypool is a victim in the attack, and he's also an attorney who's representing other victims as well. He has a message for MGM.
My question to MGM is, how deep into this swamp do they want to go by suing victims? I mean, how low do they want to kick the victims? In my opinion, both as a victim of the shooting and a lawyer, I'm co-counseling with Robert Eglett on these cases. I mean, this is a bullying tactic and an intimidation tactic to dissuade or discourage these victims from filing this lawsuit, plain and simple.
Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot is the fifth highest ever at $512 million. A one-time lump sum payment cash option would be right around $300 million. Of course, your chance of hitting the jackpot is really slim, 1 in 302 million. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NFL training camps are opening this week, and the NFL's anthem problem is not going away. That's at least according to former Super Bowl champion Burgess Owens. He joined Fox Business to share his opinion on the NFL and who he believes they're really looking out for.
Unfortunately, we have a league that is not about compassion for the black community. It's not about empathy for the black player, and it's not about patriotism or free speech. Matter of fact, I asked Jerry Jones about free speech. They fined him $2 million because he stood up against the commissioner last year. This is about a global reach, my friends. It's about a corporation that understands that they need to get past the American market. Just run some numbers by you. The NFL capped out at $13 billion a couple of years ago. Last year, the last 2 years, they lost 20% of their viewership. They're down $30 million in ad revenue. And yet they're projecting $25 billion in the next 9 years with their global reach. And they just paid, again, a commissioner $40 million. $36 million of that is based on growth incentives. So how did they get there? They have to demean the American, the NFL brand. They have to show the divisiveness so it can be attractive to countries like Germany and China and Mexico and wherever they want to go.
Really?
That does not get excited about the American brand.
Earlier this summer, the NFL did announce a new national anthem policy. Now that policy has since been put on hold so the players and the NFL can negotiate. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.